berharap tang bayang jati natinang bidmahe gurum itabhyang guru putrabhyam balanahu hiskaro balasya antapuras thasya mahasanga duranaya hindi na sangsayang Soma Shastir Vishambha Karanam. So after hearing from Prahlad Maharaj, the sons of the divine, they said that you have stated that your knowledge was received from Narada. It appears to be little astonishing, because so far we are concerned, we do not know any other teacher than Chanda and Amartya. Two teachers were appointed for instructing Prahlad Maharaj. Their names were Chanda and Amartya. And these two teachers were strictly prohibited by Hiranyakashipu not to talk anything about Krishna. When Prahlad Maharaj was chanting Hare Krishna, the two teachers were called for, "Why you have taught all this nonsense to my son?" The teachers replied, "My dear sir, we do not teach this boy Hare Krishna, but naturally he chants Hare Krishna. And we do not know what is the cause." And after that, Hiranyakashipu decided that some of the men of Hare Krishna party must be stealthily coming to Prahlad and have had instructed him about the Krishna consciousness. So he tried to chastise him in different ways, even by putting him on the fire or dropping him from the top of the hill, throwing him underneath the legs of an elephant, putting him amongst the snakes. In so many ways, he wanted to stop him, but he was unsuccessful. Then, Prahlad Maharaj took the chance of preaching the Krishna Kali amongst his boy class friends. And the boys, they were astonished, how is that Prahlad was preaching so nicely about spiritual matters, wherefrom he learned. So Prahlad Maharaj replied that, "I have learned it from Sri Narada Maharaj, Narada Rishi. Therefore, they are inquiring astonishingly, how is that you have learned this knowledge from Narada?" First thing is that your father has appointed only these two teachers and is very strict not to allow you to meet any other one. Neither it was possible for you to go from the palace anywhere to learn the transcendental subject. So, how can we believe that you have learned this transcendental Krishna consciousness from Narada? This was their question. एवं दैत्यस्तुतैः पृष्ट महाभागवता सुर उवाच स्मयमानस्यां स्मरन् स्मरन् अनुभावितम् स्मरणमनुभावितम् दिस् स्टोरी आफ् प्रह्लाद महाराज वाज़ बीइंग नरेटेड बाय नारद हिमसेल्फ to Maharaj Yudhishthira. So after hearing, so Narad is a spiritual master of Prahlad Maharaj. So Prahlad Maharaj, after hearing his class friend, the demonic son, how it is possible that he have learned it from Narada, to answer this question, he first of all remembered the lotus feet of his spiritual master Narada. And smilingly began to reply as follows. Prahlad Uvaca, Prahlad Maharaj said, Pitari prasthiti smakam tapasi mandarachalam Vidyadnamam param chakru vividha dhanavan sudhi. Pitari prasthite smakam tapasi mandarachalam Vidyadnamam param chakru vividha dhanavan sudhi. सप्तमे मातृगर्भस्ते तस्मिन् नारदभाषितं प्रह्लाद वर्णयामास तिष्ठप्रत्यय सिद्धये अत्रापि नारदे नारदादि तन्मा मातृगर्भे इति लिखितं तत्प्रस्तावकथा महापदै षोडशभि सुधि. इन् दिस् चाप्टर् प्रह्लाद महाराज विल् डिस्क्रैब् how he learned from Narada Rishi spiritual instruction within the womb of his mother. Asmakam pitari hiranyakashipu sakritinaiva papena papo aso abhakti bhakshita iti harsena vadanta yuddhadhavam sakru. पितृलोकै रहिरिव दिष्टालोकोपतापन पापेन पापभक्षिते वदन्त वासवादय तेषाम् अतिबलद्योगं निशम्यासुरजूपपा बद्धमाना सुरै भीता दुद्रुवु सर्वतो दिशम कलत्रा पुत्रमित्ता तान गृहान पोषु परिच्छदा नावेक्षम नावेक्षमान मान स्तरिता सर्वे प्राण परिच्छद. तो प्रह्लाद महाराज डिस्क्राइब that there are fights between the demons and the demigods. So his father was leading the demonic party. He was the leader of the demons. But this time, the demons were defeated very heavily. So much so that being afraid of being killed, they left their home, left their wealth, and everything, and they fled out. Yuddham param. Pipilikai rahi riva disya loka patapana. This time the demigods defeated the demons exactly like a serpent eats the ant, the serpent, eats the ant. So it's like a small ant, is very insignificant before it. Dhanavana, serpent, similarly, the demons were just like ants, and the demigods were just like serpents, and they swallowed up. Papina papo avikshiti, avikshiti badantu bhatavada. Krisham asi baladhyogam nishamma asura-jutapa badhamana surai bhita dadjusu sarvadisham. In this way, although they are very powerful, still they are scattered by the fighting of the demigods. So much so that they give up their wives, children and wealth, house, pasu parikshata, their animals and dresses. These are, for a family man, these are the object of attraction. Kalatra, first attraction is wife. The second attraction is children. The third attraction is wealth. And the fourth attraction is friends. The fifth attraction is house. The sixth attraction, animals. And seventh attraction is nice dresses. Navekhamana, Tarita Sarvipana. All these paraphernalia are very attractive for a materialistic person, but being afraid of their life, they did not care for all this attraction, left home and fled out. Balam panlaja sivilam amarajatam kina indrasturaja mahisim mataram mamachagrahe. Balam panlaja sivilam. Saddhasya apuharena nasita vanta. Balumpan rajasiviram amarajayatansana. So the demons, kings, were practically lost of everything, and the demigods, being too much encouraged by the defeat of the divine, they attack all their camps and tents in the battlefield. That is the way, after the battle, the victory is over, the victorious party, they plunder the defeated party. I think this system is still going on in the modern age. It is called booty. Yes, plundering. So the soldiers have given freedom to rape the women. The soldiers are very sexually, they do not get such intelligence in the battlefield. So after winning a country, they are given freedom to rape the women. You know that?
Yes.
They do that. I've seen one picture during the war. Of course, that was a manipulated picture. The soldiers were raping. Not only that, I've seen in my childhood that the British soldiers were let loose, and they used to go to the village, and they used to rape an equilibrium as well as they got some opportunity. The officers are supplied with the nurses. The so-called nurse means to satisfy the sex desires of the officers. The text, so many nurses in the battlefield, not for the purpose of giving nursing the wounded soldiers, but for satisfying the sex desires of the officers. That's all. And the ordinary soldiers, whether they will have their camp, they will be allowed to go in the town and the village and capture any woman and rape it. They're given wine, they're given bread and facilities for raping women, just to keep them alive. And this is the way of modern fashion. So anyway, that system was not at all absent in those days. So these Pallad Maharaj says, you know, Balumpana Raja Sivram Amraja Kansina Indrasu Rajamahishina Matanam Mamasadrahi. Indra was the leader of the demigods. Pallad Maharaj says that Indra, the king of him personally, attacked my mother. Personally, Indrasu Rajamahishina Matanam Mamasadrahi caught hold. Where you are going? Nyavanam bhayat vigna rudatim kurovimiva jadrishya gatastatra devarshi jadrishi pati. So when Indra was forcibly taking her away, Prahlad's mother, dragging her, and she was crying, at that time, all of a sudden, Narad Rishi was passing that way, and he appeared on the scene. Niyamanam bhayad vignan rudatim kuravim va jadishthaya agatastatta devarshi dadrishi pati. Praha nainam surapati netum arhasi anagasam mancha mancha mahabhaga satyami para parigraham. Oh, Indra, what am I doing? You are touching a woman who is already married. The idea is that the kshatriyas, they can forcibly take away an unmarried girl. That is allowed. But they are forbidden to cast even a married girl. So Narad Rishi, as soon as he saw that Indra was dragging Prahlad's mother, so immediately he objected, "What is this? Nainam surapati rinitum arahasi anagat. This is not good for you. Because she is innocent, anagatam, arhati anagatam, without any fault. She is woman, married, without any fault, and you are dragging. No, don't do this. Immediately release her. Mahabhava, you are so great, you should not do this. Satyam. Mahabhava, sating, and this woman is sick. You cannot touch. Anagatam, nirapa radha ina netam narha. Then Sindhu was in. After Indra being checked by Narada, she replied, Asti asya gathari bhijam avishayam surad visaha asutam javat prasavam mokhe sa padavim gataha. Indra said, "Yeah, for arresting this woman, there is no other purpose. Don't think that I shall misbehave with her. No, that's not the point. But she is pregnant. Asti asya jathare bijam. The seminar of the Jivan Hiranyakashipu is there within her home. Bijam abhisajjam shirodhubhita. And therefore, the child which is growing within her home must be a great enemy of the demigod. Asatanga avatprasaram. Therefore, I want to keep under my vigilance. I want to keep her under my vigilance until she gives birth to the child. There is no other purpose. So I want to arrest her. Asatanga avatprasaram. Mokhe artha padavingataha. Abhisajjam dushtaham ato anaya prasava parjantam matra astatam tatasya arthasya padavim margam gata prasam san jata putra hatya makham istartha. So his father has gone to Vannachal hill for undergoing severe hostilities and penances. Hiranyakashipu being defeated, he was not disheartened. He left his wife, children, home, wealth, everything, and went to the forest to undergo hostilities so that he may get power to kill the demigod. So, in this case, after a severe austerity, he got perfection, so much so that Lord Brahma himself came to him, said, "What is your purpose of undergoing such severe austerity?" Then he asked that he make me immortal. That was not possible, that we even say, Asti sajathari bijam. So Indra's reply was that I am just taking away this over under my custody to see that the child demand, which is already in the womb of this woman, she is pregnant, as soon as the child demand comes out, we shall kill and then let her go away. Indra, she likes. So, his particular just conquer the demon was planning to kill Krishna as the head of the demigod. Similarly, Indra was also planning to kill the child of Hiranyakashipu. As soon as the child is born, I shall kill, then I let her go. That's all. And those are opposite numbers, they are demons. And these two kinds are men in all the planets. All countries, all planets, everywhere.
Even on up to Brahma Loka?
Huh?
Even on up to Brahma Loka?
Yes. Why not? Maybe majority demigods. That's why India, majority demigod, minority demon. In your country, majority demon. So this is all everywhere in fact. Vishaya khalu sarvatastha. Vishaya, eating, sleeping, making, depending, and demon and demigod.
सर्वत्र।